We're in the middle of Siman Samach Aleph. We are up to Seif Chavav, the last Sif in the Siman. Yesh Noagim, says the Mechaber. There are those who have the Minig. Likros Kriyashma Bekol Ram. They read Kriyashma out loud. Yesh Noagim Likros Abalachash, and others have the Minig to read it quietly. So what's going on? Some have the minig to read it loud, some of the minig read it quietly, meaning whatever's going to be ma'orer, more kavana. So we said, dafka, sometimes if you're going to read it out loud, it's going to ma'orer a better kavana, and you're going to pronounce the words more clearly. And some people, dafka, have more kavana if they read it quietly. Therefore, the mechaber is not ma'adif either method of reading the kriyishma. We mentioned earlier on, there is an Indian to read the first pasuk b'kol ram to be ma'orer kavana. But the whole thing, you know, it depends on the individual. When you're dealing with a lengthy reading, so it really depends on the person what will help his kavana more. Adds the Ramah, Mikol Makom Yom Rupasik Rishon B'Kol Ram Chinogim. It's like we said, you should say the first pasuk B'Kol Ram. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem discusses an issue of being motzi somebody else in Kriyashma. So once we brought up the issue of Kol Ram, so we mentioned the issue of being motzi somebody else in Kriyashma. So he says that the Rov Achronim hold that you can be motzi somebody else if he is having kavana to be yotzi with you, and he says that's much better than hirhur, because hirhur is lav kedibur. So you can't be yotzi kriyishma just by thinking it, but you can be yotzi kriyishma by listening, because shemei keone. He quotes the Olas Tamid here that he says that that's only if the person understands the language that you're reading it in, and it's only if he's clear on the words that you're trying to say. He says, even if you're reading in Lashon HaKodesh, meaning even if you're reading Kriyashma the way it's written in the Torah, so the Olas Tamid suggests that you have to understand what's being read to you. That could be dafka for Kriyashma, because it has an inyan of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, because normally we assume that if somebody reads something in Lashon HaKodesh, even if he doesn't understand the words, he's still Yotze, because Lashon HaKodesh is the true word, it's the true meaning of the word. Every other language is a representative meaning of what it really is in Lashon HaKodesh. For example, let's say you say the word table in English. So the table represents this tabletop with four legs under it that people sit at and they eat at, etc. But it's not, the word is not inherently table. Masha'inkin, the word shulchan is gufa what a table is. As opposed to if you say it in English or French or Spanish or Latin, that's not what a table is. Those are sounds that we make to represent the word shulchan. But shulchan is the true word. So that's why normally we hold that a person can be yotze Lashon HaKodesh even if he doesn't understand what he's reading. But here, Kriyashma might be different because it's gufa Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, etc. Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So if a person doesn't know what he's saying, then he's not really accomplishing the main goals of the Kriyashma. Then he says that specifically these rules apply for one person being motzi somebody else. But let's say a person is being motzi a minyan, so then for sure one individual can be motzi a minyan of people, even if they don't know what he's saying. And so too by benching, a person can be motzi two other people, since that's like a zimun for benching is like a minyan for tefillah in some regard. So therefore he can be motzi them even if they don't understand the Lashon HaKodesh. All right, let's begin Siman Samach Beis. It says, Misha lo dikdek b'kriyashma, if a person was not reading kriyashma carefully, o lo shmiya lo ozna, or he didn't hear the words that he was saying. So let's see, if aleph, afa pisha mitzvah ledakdek bos yosei. We just got done going on and on about how careful you have to be when you're reading the letters and the words of kriyashma. Krova lo dikdek b'an yatzo. If you read it and you were not being careful, so then you are still yotze b'dievet. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Aleph just points out that we're not talking about a person who didn't actually pronounce all the words. Obviously, if a person doesn't say all the words, then he is not Yotze even B'dievet. We're just talking about that he didn't put enough space in between, and he didn't say Tizkuru instead of, and he might have accidentally said Tizkuru, and things like that. Those are the things we told you to be medactic on. But Lamaisa, you're still Yotzi B'dievet. Obviously, Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Base points out in the Lechatchila, you have to be careful. And it's an interesting line. It says in the Gemara, Hamedakdek Ba'osios Shel Kriyashma Mitzanen Lo Gehenim. It cools off Gehenim for a person, which is Mida Keneged Mida. What's the midah keneged midah? Because since he got himself all excited and careful about Kriya Shema, and he calmed his normal intensity, right? Normally you can get very intense about something, you start babbling a little bit, and you're not so clear, and you're not so lucid. So here, this person maintained his composure, he cooled himself down to be medaktik properly in the reading of the words, and therefore we cool off the fires of Gehenna for him.